Blog Talk Radio.
My condolences up to Michael Clark Duncan, who died yesterday or the day before yesterday. Such a sad situation. Remember, he was he had a heart attack back in June or July, something like that, I think it was, and Omarosa, his fiance, had resuscitated him. And all that time, I guess he was still sick. I didn't know that, but saw it on the news yesterday, and it's really sad. So we're going to take a moment of silence and send up prayers for Mr. Duncan. And if you don't know who he was, he's the guy who played in The Green Mile. Okay, so we're going to do a moment of silence for him. All righty then. I hope everybody's having a nice Wednesday evening. Today it really wasn't too hot here, even though it was hot, but it wasn't the kind of hot that I couldn't breathe. Yes, it was. I'm lying. It was hotter than hell outside today, but I made it. I'm all in one piece and good to go for this evening's show. I'm going to bring in one of my co-hosts, Danny, and we're going to get the show on the road. Good evening, Danny. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
That's good. Are you ready for this evening's show?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I've been waiting all day for this show, man.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm going to go with a few names that the penis goes by. Joystick, wood, cock, dick, torpedo, missile, stick, snake, rod, Willie, Mr. Johnson, joint, worm. And all those are referred to the penis. Some guys give their penis actual names, but these are things that, you know, just little phrases that identify with the penis. Now, we're going to be talking about the size matter. To me, I'm going to be honest about myself. Size matters to me if the person knows how to work it. Because it could be the right size and the person don't know how to work it, but size matters to me to that degree. And also I like a man who's well endowed, nice girth, nice length. The average man's penis, when it's erected, is 6 inches. That's the average black man's penis when it's erected. And some can go, I saw a porno tape once. This guy, his was 18 inches, but it had no girth to it. It looked like a long hot dog. It did. It looked like a hot dog, you know. And girth is very important, too, you know, because you could have the average size penis and, you know, good girth to it and know how to work it, and that'll work, too. Even a small penis, if a person knows how to work it, because generally a small penis can reach the woman's G-spot. And men who are well endowed sometimes can go right by the G-spot. But if you're doing it doggy style, that's how a man with a well-endowed penis can hit your G-spot, and it feels so good. what is your take on it, Danny?
Well, first, I will agree with you that it still beats size every time for me. I've been in a situation where a guy wasn't as well endowed but had the skills. But I prefer, my preference, what I like the best, I love the same thing, well endowed. I love larger dick, larger penis, larger joystick. I'm kind of thick down there, so for me, I like a little bit of stretch. That's just me personally. I like when my vagina, my pussy, stretches a little bit. I like a little soreness, so I like rough sex. So for me, I'm going to pick, you know, larger. And size, to me, does matter. It does, but I can also agree with you as far as skill. Skill beats as well, because I've been with larger and didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
I had no clue what to do with it. And that's sad, because I'm like, wow, you're so blessed, and you don't know what to do with it. It's confusing. Like, wow, like, you sure? Like, oh, my God, like, why you don't know what you're doing? And, I mean, there's not a lot, but there's a few guys that don't know how to work what they got and what they're blessed with, so... For me, I like a little bit larger. I like my pussy to stretch a little bit. I like a little soreness. So, and she's kind of thick, so she swallows up small dicks. I'm sorry. Sorry, she swallows up them. She spits them out. I can't do nothing. Can't do nothing with that.
Right. I was in a relationship with this guy one time. He was well endowed, but he just didn't know. What it was, he was just lazy with it. He always wanted me to be on the top, riding him. I said to him one time, I said, what about you being on top of me? Well, you know, I would like you on top of me because you know how to ride. You make it feel good and all this stuff. I said, well, what about me feeling good, you being on top sometime? We used to get in little discrepancies about that because sometimes my back would begin to hurt, you know, and he couldn't understand
right.
that. So So eventually the relationship just fizzled out because what I called him was a lazy dick.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, and men who you know, are endowed like that, they need to be a little bit more considerate of women when it comes to how they want to be pleased, because just riding a man all the time is not it's not always going to be satisfaction. It's not going to always be good, because especially with me, I have back problems anyway. And if somebody didn't have back problems, they could probably develop them. You know, always on top all the time like that. And that was selfish of him.
Right, right. Definitely was. Definitely.
Yeah, so I just, you know, want to say to my well-endowed brothers out there, don't have a lazy dick. Don't let your don't expect your woman to ride you all the time. Get on top of her, get behind her, beside her, you know. Don't just, you know, want it all the time for yourself. And he was blessed. I mean, he was truly blessed, but it was he was just lazy with it.
Right, right.
And I don't like that. So the relationship fizzled out. That was that.
Right.
And then as far as size, I think that women, every woman is built different. So what may be well endowed to me may not be well endowed for somebody else. You see what I'm saying? But as long as it fits, it's snugged in there, and it's working, and it's satisfying me, you know, I can really say that, you know, as long as it's doing its job, you know, that's what I'm more concerned about. It's doing its job, because I love making love. So and I love having sex too, but I don't like my time to be wasted, because when I'm into it, I'm into it, you know, and I'm giving my all. So I don't want a guy to get on me and just do nothing. You know how they say about women, she lay there like a fish. Well,
right,
men,
right.
Some men are the same way, believe it or not. They just, they have no rhythm, or they just lazy. You know, so, yeah. We have a caller with their hand up. Let's see what this caller has to say. Caller 301, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, I'm not sure of the topic, because I think I came in late. What's the topic?
The topic is, does size matter?
In some cases it does, because just because you have a big penis does not mean you know how to work it right, and does not mean you know how to, you can hit all the spots.
That's true. That's what we were just speaking of, because, you know, some guys who are well endowed, they just seem like they don't know what to do with it.
Right.
You know, and that's sad, because that's
like
a
crazy control.
Hmm?
Like, it's like they get trigger happy. Like, they don't know when to stop. They don't know you tell them to slow down right there, and they do what they want to do regardless. So it's like you're not getting satisfied, but they're getting all the pleasure out of it.
Yeah, you got men who have small penises do the same thing. And I think
the
reason for that is because they're trying to hurry up and get off, or think they're not going to get off. Or
right.
That's how they do. But a man would have to learn his woman's body and how to touch her, where to touch her, you know, just what to do with her body before he just jumps on and starts humping all over the place and pounding. You know, that is not good at all.
Because I can say now, I have my fiance, actually, he's not as big as I'm used to, but how can I put this in a nice way? He's a nice size, but he's thick. He has more thickness to him than length. So it may not reach what I'm used to, but it does get the job done, and it gets the job done better than some guys I have dealt with that were longer but thinner.
Mm-hmm. So well, let me ask you this. Does he reach your G spot?
Previously, he reached something. I think he found it. And, no, I never, no, you, we laughing, but I'm serious. I never had a guy reach that spot before. And the reason why I said it, because even when he's doing oral sex, it's like I had no complaints whatsoever. But when I was dealing with a guy that was bigger than, that was longer than him, but thinner, I had to make up stuff about it. But with him, like I said previously, he reached something that's just like this, my mind, I went crazy. And I was like, wow. That's all I can say was just, wow. He said, you okay? I said, I'm good. Just whatever you're doing, don't stop. And
Ever since then,
he knows whether it's from the back, whether it's from the back, whether he on top, whether from the side. But when I'm on top, I'm in control. And I try to find that same position to get what he got, and I can't seem to get it. So I don't know what he did, but he know what he doing, and I have no complaints whatsoever.
You know, there's a certain rhythmic that that guys would have to do to reach that G spot once they reach it, and also you have to be positioned. Basically, if a pillow is under your butt, you're elevated like that, it's easier for him to reach your G spot. And then, you know, just you have to keep that rhythm in order to you know, keep hitting your G spot. And it's not really that far up in you. That's why I said small penises can really, you know, hit your G spot.
Right.
And a lot of women have G spot orgasms just simply from that. When other women are pleased, have vaginal orgasms or from their clitoris. And, you know, women, we're the only species that have three sex organs.
Right.
And we're satisfied from every last one of them. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. For him, he's a much bigger dude. He's like 302, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when he's on top, I work with him. I, like, let him do all the work. So, like I said, I didn't get to, like I said, I don't know what happened when he found that position, when he found that spot. Because I know when I'm about to come, and he just actually learned it because he is a pattern. It's a pattern. And it's like now he don't even have to ask me. He just knows it's about that time. But I work with him from the bottom.
Right.
So he can keep his rhythm up. And by him being a bigger person, he do get tired a lot, and I have to, like, coach him along. But he knows what he still know what he's doing. So I have really.
So how long you and your fiance been together?
6 months.
Oh, okay.
But we just start having sex.
Oh, okay. So he's learning quick.
And because he haven't had before me, well, both of us, we haven't had sex in 2 years. So before each other, it's been a long time.
Oh, okay. So just getting back into the things.
Right. So we getting back into the midst of things, and it's working out pretty well. And I just hope that it doesn't lose its spark position. Like I told him, if it do, then we got to work together.
Right, that's true.
I'd rather work together than have somebody else coming on each side and do
right.
like that.
Right. Well, you know, it's good when you can work with him, and you say he's a big guy, so, you know, that's a good thing. That's a point in itself because you say he weighs 300-some pounds?
Yeah, and I told him one thing. I said, well, I want you to become more healthier, so we're working on that as well, so that way once you come down, he has came down a lot. he was 342. So he came down a lot. So I said, I want you to continue to do that and continue to do drugs too, because when I know you get tired when you're on top, because there's a lot of things I want to do. Like, when I'm on top, I want to do certain things. I really can't do them. Like I'm used to doing with other people, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. I just want him to get it together so that way my position that I love, it won't be so complicated for me to actually do.
And what position is that?
I like to be on top.
Oh, okay. So you like being on top. Well, you know, I hope everything works out for you and him. And if your back ever starts bothering you, be very careful. You know, but you sound like a young person, and, you know, you probably won't have any problems right now. But, you know, just be careful, you know, like I said, because if you develop any type of back problems, you're definitely going to have to cut back on that. I wish that I still could, you know. I mean, I can, but not as long as like I used to. You see what I'm saying? Because as soon as my back starts hurt, oh, no, I'm coming down. You know, I enjoy, you know, being on top. But like I said, the guy that I was in that relationship with, he just wanted it all the time, all the time. And as a matter of fact, I can remember him being on top of me twice.
Oh.
And all the other times I was on top of him. So, you know, like my back, you're not going to kill my back.
Right.
And, you know, it's like I said, it's not something that, you know, I didn't enjoy. Don't get me wrong, I did enjoy it, but don't turn your dick into a lazy dick.
Right.
You know, I just felt like he was just taking cold-blooded advantage because he loved what I was doing to him, and I know I was doing it good to him, but I'm not going to kill myself.
Right. But it's cool, though. I just thought I'd call in and just get my opinion on things.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, just
thank
hang
you.
Around and listen to the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Delicious.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you getting any, has anybody text you or inbox you about getting on the show? Because a lot of my people saying they can't hear the show.
They can't hear it? Tell them to refresh. Are they listening on the internet or how are they listening?
From my understanding, from the phone.
From the phone and they can't hear?
Yeah.
There's no one on the switchboard.
There's no one on the switchboard, okay.
Well, what number are they calling? They calling
the 646? The 646 number, yes.
652-2877?
Yes.
Wow,
yes,
well, they're not on the switchboard. I don't know what's
I'll
going on.
Maybe Blog Talk. Well, I told everybody to click on the link. You know, Blog Talk does that.
Yeah. But there's nobody on the, let's see who's in the chat room. Know your enemy is the only one in the chat room, so Don Calypso just left. But I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. I really don't, you know, but there's no one else on the phone line except for the young lady who just hung up and you and myself.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to continue to talk about the size matter. What do you think women, why women want certain size penises?
I think that more of it, I believe it's more mental, because I think it's like a myth. You know, you hear it a lot, you know, bigger the size, better the sex. And I think, you know, once in the blue moon, everybody want to try that bigger size and to see how comfortable it is or uncomfortable it is. I think it's so much of the myth that people want to try out and see if it's really true about the size. I think it's more mental than anything and curiosity when it comes to women.
Yeah, well, my choice of wanting a well-endowed man is because I think I've grown some, and I just like the way it fits. Now, anything over that's too big, and I'm not speaking for myself, I'm speaking for women, period. You know, if a penis is too big, what it can do is, if you have fibroids or basically fibroids, it can sort of like hit up against those fibroids and cause bleeding, and it can be painful too. So if you're having intercourse and you think it's the penis may be too big, not necessarily. It could be that they're hitting your fibroids, because I had that problem at one point. And I was really like, what in the heck is going on? But when I went to my gynecologist, he told me what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But I know one time I used to have the IUD in, and I was having intercourse. And a guy told me, he said, I felt something. I said, you felt something? He said.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Yeah, he said he felt my IUD. Now, I don't know how far my IUD was up in me, but, you know, he was pretty well endowed, and, you know, he said he had felt it. But at that particular time, I didn't have any fibroids, so it wasn't painful or anything like that. But, you know, you just have, and then you have to be careful as far as, like, when they're doing the humping on you. Sometimes they're pounding you or just digging, you know. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. I like it nice and slow. You know, really good. So, you know, it's a vast reasons why women like. And then I had a girlfriend. She said she likes small penises. And I asked her why. She said, because I just don't want nothing to hurt. So I said, well, have you ever had a large penis before? She said, no. I said, well, how do you know it's going to hurt? You know, because it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be like she's going to go from a 6-inch to a 12-inch, you know, gradually, you know. But she said, no, I just don't want it to hurt. But you said you like to feel pain, right?
Yeah, I like pain. Like, to me, I love rough sex. That's just me. I love rough sex. I like for my, you know, my vagina and my pussy to stretch a little. I like the oversized. Because I, you know, I'm small and I'm tight down there, so I like it. That's just me. I like it. I know one thing that if anybody that's listening or anybody that wants to even try, like, you know, it's nothing really to be scared of. I mean, each body, like I said, everybody has its own characteristics. So, you know, if you think it's going to hurt, I mean, there's a lot of so many ways that you can relax. You know, you do a lot of muscle. If you do the Kegel exercise, and y'all can Google that, and that's Kegel exercise, and they can teach you and it'll show you, you know, how to, you know, relax and strengthen the muscles of it, of you know, of a larger size penis. But I do those all the time, and I don't know, I like it. I like little rough sex. You know, I don't get me wrong.